News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Recent study has found that dance is an extremely effective treatment for depression. With Ireland in the midst of, people would often say, a mental health crisis, could dancing be part of the solution? I'm joined now by Dr. Peter Lovett, a.k.a. Dr. Dance, Director of Dance Psychology at Movement in Practice. Good morning to you, Peter.
Good morning.
This is very interesting. So you are a psychologist who uses dance to help people's mental health and their emotional well-being.
Yes, I am. Now, before I did that, I was a scientist. And as a scientist, when the research came out which showed that dancing was good for people, I was really sceptical. I thought, how can it be the case that something as simple as dancing can be good for people's mental health and mental well-being? So we set up a laboratory and we tested it over and over and over again over years and years and years. And we found scientifically that dancing does have a positive impact on people's depression and their mood and the way they feel about themselves.
And when you say you tested it, did you like literally put people in a studio and make them dance and then kind of qualitatively or quantitatively assess them afterwards for how they were?
Yeah, exactly that. So now our primary research was into people with Parkinson's disease. Now, Parkinson's disease is a neurodegenerative disorder. And we know that people with Parkinson's also have high levels of depression.
Yeah.
And so what we did, we set up a trial, 10 weeks of dancing, and we invited people with Parkinson's to come along and take part in these sessions. And we measured them. We measured a whole range of things, and we measured their mood, and we measured their depression levels over a 12-week period. We measured them time one, 10 weeks of dancing, waited a week and tested them again. And what we found was that there were changes in mood in people with Parkinson's in a positive way. But what we also found, which was amazing, is that we always had a control group, people who didn't have Parkinson's, who took part in the same trials. And we found that those people also had an improvement in mood after dancing.
So everyone did. Okay, well then for people listening, Peter, is there a type of dance or is there a certain amount of dance that they should be engaged with?
Well, what we know, different types of dance will have different impacts on you. Now, we know there are four areas that are really important for dancing. One is the social engagement. The second is to do with your thinking and problem solving. The third is about your emotions. And the fourth is about your physical makeup. Now, lots of different dance styles will focus on those different areas. Some forms of dance are more social. Some forms of dance are more thinking-based and memory-based. Some are more emotional and some are more physical. So what we always do, I wrote a book called The Dance Cure, which breaks all of this down and it shows you how you can use movement in different ways and different styles of dance can help you.
So what I'm taking is some people, you're dancing with other people. That's the social one. The other ones, are they the ones where you learn a routine? You learn a dance routine? You learn dance moves?
It's really interesting. On the thinking one, you can either do structured dance where you're learning a routine or you can do improvised dance. Now, improvising is doing something on the spur of the moment, and that stimulates your thinking in lots of different ways.
Ooh.
Now, we find it really hard to improvise and to just feel the groove and let our bodies move. But that is fantastic for depression and anxiety because it helps you to break away from set patterns of thinking. And we know, of course, the people who work with CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, know that one of the keys is to change the way you think and to reframe your thinking. Now, that is really difficult. And what we found is by moving your body in an improvised way, then it's easier then to be more divergent in your thinking and to think differently, break away from those
patterns. This is totally fascinating. So, and just maybe lastly, people obviously can join a dance class, and I can see that that would have advantages for people who do that. But can you also just have a little kitchen disco at home and just, you know...
Oh. Definitely, wherever you are, you can have a little kitchen boogie.
You sound enthusiastic about that one.
Absolutely.
Because that's kind of where I mostly dance, to be honest.
Well, that's fantastic. Because some people feel self-conscious dancing in front of other people. But having a bit of a kitchen disco, I'm sitting in a hotel room right now, grooving away. And it's making me smile. And so, yes, wherever you are, in the car, you can do whatever you like, wherever you are.
Okay.
And don't feel self-conscious.
And it's now scientifically proven that this is... You know, I kind of do get it. I do know myself and I kind of bop around a little bit that it kind of changes my energy and makes me feel upbeat or whatever. But now I feel like I've had a rubber stamp put on that. That's a very good thing.
It certainly has.
Thank you for that. That is Dr. Peter Lovett, who is a psychologist and is also known as Dr. Dance. He's the Director of Dance Psychology at Movement in Practice.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.